Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is truly a new day. It's a day that no one else has ever been in this day, the day of April 28, 2023. Oh, it is almost the end of the month. That's the last Friday of this month of April. But we are excited. We are excited because the Lord has allowed us again today to see this new day. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our Lord. And we know that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by His Spirit that we are here at this hour, power of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we have Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we just thank God for the opportunity that we can stand on the gap and intercede and pray for others and also encourage each other and pray for each other as intercessors, as prayer warriors. And it is God's grace that we are here. So this morning we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement, for there is power in agreement. And we are in agreement not just by ourselves, but also we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are on our side, and we know greater is He who is in us than he who is against us. And we know that if God is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if God is on our side? You know, we are more than conquerors through Christ, who is our Lord. So let us pray and start with our Lord's Prayer and say, our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come on this earth and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for giving us today our daily bread and forgiving us all our sins, all our debts, Father, that our sins are thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. They will not be remembered no more, because you are a merciful God. You are a gracious God, the one who forgives and who do not deal with us according to our transgressions. You do not deal with us according to our shortcomings, but you deal with us according to your love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. The love covers anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We thank you for forgiving us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for cleansing us, for washing us clean with your face of the Father, that we are washed and we are cleaner and whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you give us a forgiving heart, that we forgive those who have offended us, those who have done us wrong, that we will not hold anyone hostage in our hearts, imprison them in our hearts, but we let them go, Father. We do not want our prayers to be hindered because of unforgiveness, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning for not withholding your Holy Spirit from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you do not cast us away from your presence. Yes, because we know that in your presence there is fullness of peace. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus, we know that in your presence burdens are lifted, sicknesses and diseases will leave when we stay in your presence and hide ourselves under the blood of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, because you lead us not into any temptation, but you deliver us from all evil, whatever trap the enemy might try to set us up. You deliver us, Father, that our souls escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We honor you this morning as we come before you, Father, with confidence. Yes, the confidence that we have, Father, in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that when we ask anything, anything according to your will, Father, you hear us. Not only do you hear us, Father, we know that when you hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have whatsoever we ask from you, because you are a prayer hearing God. Not only do you hear, but you are a prayer answering God. There is nothing impossible with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We put our confidence in you, Father. We put our trust in you, Lord, because we know, Father God, that we have this confidence that you who has begun a good thing, yes, you will complete it, Father, in the name of Jesus, without any delay, Lord, you complete it in the name of, thank you, Father God, this morning, as we bring all petitions, all requests to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, starting with the children, Father, we pray for the children. We hear all these stories where children are being abused. So this morning, Father God, we cover the children with the blood of Jesus, that they are hidden and the enemy cannot torment them, cannot abuse them. And sometimes he uses those people who are near and dear to them, the ones who are supposed to care for them. So we pray right now, any abuse going on, that it be exposed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those abusers, Father God, that they need to come to repentance. And if they refuse to repent, and even some, they need to be dealt with according to the rules and regulations and the laws of the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. So in all those daycare facilities, in the homes, Father, even the seniors in those senior homes, Father God, who are being abused and taken advantage of, we just pray, Father God, that the caregivers be exposed, the ones who are abusing them, and they do what is right, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to pray, Father, for the children, for their protection in those schools, Father. As they go to school, Father God, they are to learn and gain and obtain a knowledge, not to be abused. Time in those gun drills in those schools, Father, week after week, day after day, children are being put in this stress, Father, and traumatized, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for their protection, in the mighty name of Jesus, with the educators, Father. Yes, that is, they are there to educate and take care of the children, and the enemy is stealing all this time that is supposed to be invested in our children, and it is used to for children who are going through trauma and all these situations, Father. We bring them to stop. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you right now by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, the blood of Jesus that does not lose its power, that you take your hands off our affairs. Take your hands off these children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, and this enemy who is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is cunning. He tried even to terminate some of his kids before they are born. I pray against this spirit of abortion and taking children out of this life in the mighty name of Jesus, recklessly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for order, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for all those expecting mothers, those who are carrying their babies, that they give them the love and the desire to be a parent, Father, because we know children are a gift from you, Father. They come from your storehouse. You are the one who has given them. And some of them, Father God, they have health issues that causes them, their children, to be either still babies or not to be born full term. So I pray, Father God, that you hold the wombs of the mothers, that they will be able to carry their babies, healthy babies, and full term in the mighty name of Jesus, and provide all the resources they need, the nutrition, food, a good place to stay, and a calm and peaceful place to stay. Their spouses, be helpful and loving their wives as Christ loves the church. So we pray, Father God, for families, Father. Yes, a restoration of families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that husbands love their wives as Christ loves the church. Yes, and he truly gave himself for the church, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands and taking care of their families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents, because this is a command with a promise, so they will live a long life. I thank you, Father God, for bringing order in the families, even a single family, a single parent household. Pray, because Lord Jesus, you are the head of each and every family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you take control, you take full charge. You are a God of restoration, Father. Restore the family back in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for providing it, your provision in these families, and some of the stress and all this bickering going on in the families, of course, because of lack. So we pray, Father God, that you supply all the needs, Father, according to your riches in glory. I thank you, Father, those who are in these jobs out there, whether it is a private job, a private sector, or a public, or whether it's faith-based, that they get good rewards, Father, that they get enough to money to take care of their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that there is no manipulation. As the person works, that they will be given the wages that are worthy of their services, Lord. I thank you, Father God, and some they are due to promotion. And we know promotion does not come from the north or the south. Promotion does not come from the east or the west. It does not come from men, but promotion comes from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not only promotion of the name, but also with the money that comes with it, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some, they just need, Father God, your wisdom, that you give them ideas, Father, to obtain wealth, to get to start their own businesses, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, the small businesses, family businesses, even individual businesses, and some among us, Father God, have already started businesses. I pray, Father God, that these businesses will flourish, Father. Give us new ideas, Father, even to take care of our customers and supply the needs that are needed, Father, in the areas where we are. I thank you, Father God, for growth in these businesses, Father. I just pray, Father, and some have to help us. They have workers. It can be two, it can be three or five or ten or however many they are. I pray for honest workers, Father, hardworking people, those who do not feel from us in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you bless us as we bless those people. And we know, Father, just as the people work for us, that we don't own them. They belong to you. And if we understand that they belong to you and they understand they belong to you, they will be honest and work as you being their supervisor, being their leader, Father, as you are watching them, Father, as you watch all of us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for peace, Father, in these workplaces, Lord. No more stress, no more bickery, no more putting each other down, trying to climb that corporate ladder and don't care whom they step on. But I pray for peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, especially where a believer is. The atmosphere has to change. The darkness has to flee when a believer is there, because light and darkness cannot cohabit in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, as we continue to pray for the provision of these families. Some, they are losing jobs because they don't have reliable transportation. I pray, Father God, those who are ready for an upgrade in their vehicles, Father, that you upgrade us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some have been taking it to be tied, you know, to mom and pop shops to be taken care of, and it's not working. They are losing money trying to fix a worn-out vehicle. I pray for replacement, Father, because we are your children. We are your ambassadors. We are your representatives, and we have to represent you well. So I pray, Father God, especially for each and every believer, that we have to live a high standard, that rules and regulations and procedures and processes, they have to be on our behalf for our betterment, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that if there is anyone under the sound of my voice who desire a new vehicle, I pray that they get the new car in the name of Jesus, because the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, and they that dwell in it, they belong to you. I was driving with my daughter the other day, and we passed through this parking lot, this street full of car dealers around, and there are plenty of vehicles out there that each and every one of us can have one. And we know, Father God, you are our provider. You are our source. We don't have to steal, kill somebody, or cut corners. But you bless us, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's why we are praying, Father, for promotions in these jobs. That's why we are praying and believing for expansion of these small businesses, of all the resources you have given us, so that we can have and live a good life, Father, in this life we are in presently, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. And we pray, Father God, for those who are sick in their bodies, because we gotta be in good health to enjoy your blessings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for healing for those who are sick in their bodies. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's mentally, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physical or spiritual. I thank you, Father God, above all, even healing in their finances, that we are good managers, good stewards of the blessings you give us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of us, we keep on going round and round because we are not managing the resources you have given us. We want to be good managers, good stewards of what we have. I am reminded of that story, Lord Jesus, you told of those three men when the master left his different talents, one with one talent, with two talents, and with five talents. And they did not, the one with one talent just buried it. We don't want to be talent buriers to them, the ones who dig a hole and bury our talents. I pray, Father God, that you position us, that you give us wisdom, that you position us in places and areas where our talents, our gifts will prepare. name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for your healing. Yes, in all areas of our lives, Father. Even the renewal of minds. Some we need mind healing, Father. That we be renewed in our minds, our thinking process, Father. How we think that we are. We let your word reign in our lives, Father. And we think according to your word, Father. Renewal of minds. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you give us the right people. Surround us with the right people. Some people who have been in our lives for a long time, their season has passed, and we need to let them go so that we can create space for new people who will help us and elevate us to the next level where you want to take us in all areas of our lives, both spiritually, mentally, physically, and also financially, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you because there is nothing impossible with you, Father. There is nothing impossible. You parted the Red Sea. You provided, yes, the manna to the children of Israel while they were in the desert, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, you even provided water at the rock, Father. So we know you to be a God who is a destined changer. Some of us have been stuck for too long. It's time to move on, for we do not stay on the one place. We move from glory to glory. It's time, Father, for us to shift gears, to go on the other level, because you have installed so much for us. All this potential that has been buried, it's time for it to come out in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you because you are an obstacle killer, Father. You remove all obstacles, Father. You fix all anything and everything that is crooked in our lives and make it straight. Anything and everything that is rough, you make it smooth. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, this morning as we continue to believe for salvation. While another thing that is holding your people back, our brothers and sisters, is continuing in sin, being held hostage by this stronghold. So this morning, Father God, by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. You can't keep on pulling our brothers and sisters back. We pray, Father God, for their salvation. Soften their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts, Father, but they will let you in when you knock at the door of their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, against any demonic spirit that is holding your people back. In the mighty name of Jesus, some have backslidden because somebody has said something or did not do something or did something to them. I just pray for a forgiving heart that they come back to their senses. These prodigal sons who are out there, Father, your children, your daughters and sons that are out there, that have been left home, and are out and wandering, and they are now eating with the swine, eating the pig food. We pray, Father God, that they come to their senses and come to repentance and come back home. And I pray for the church, the body of Christ, that when they come, we do not condemn them, but we embrace them. We welcome them with love. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that you bring them back, Father. Soften their hearts. Yes, and then draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we as a church, as a body of Christ, this sleeping giant, that we wake up. And we do what you have called us to do. All these blessings, all these other things, good health, supplying of all our needs, living good, and everything else, it follows. But our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. So I pray, Father God, we have family members, we have sometimes you put us in position where we have to embrace the opportunity. But some of us, we are controlled by fear. We don't tell the world what you have done for us. We keep quiet. So I pray, Father God, that you help us. You give us the courage. You give us the wisdom, because you are the giver of wisdom, because we know winning souls is wisdom, and wisdom comes from you. You are the giver of wisdom. You even said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask, and you give without even holding back, without any measure, you give it to us. So I pray, Father God, that we as a church, you give us wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we call them forth, our brothers and sisters from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is holding them back, we pray, Father God, that it be broken in the name of Jesus. It can be addiction, whatever the addiction is, we cut it off with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, for healing our nation, healing our country, Father, healing our neighborhoods, healing our states, Father. Those people in positions of authority, that they do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to believe your word, as we continue to stand on the word, and calling on your name and humbling ourselves before you, Father, as we pray and seek your face and turning away from our wicked ways, Father. Yes, on behalf of our country, on behalf of our nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and calling unto you, a God who is in heaven, who hears, and not only do you hear, but you even heal our land. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, because you are such a reasonable God. You are a compassionate God. You are a merciful God, the one who said, come, let us reason together. Yes, even if our sins are as scarlet, you still wash them as white as snow. Even if I as red as crimson, yes, you will clean them, Father, and become with wool, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. I honor you that anything and everything that is contrary to your word, Father, contrary to your will, is broken right now, because it is your will, it is your desire that all men should not perish, but that they come to repentance and come to you, Lord, and believe in you, Father, and confess with their mouth that you are Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you care for us, anything and everything that contains us, Father. Yes, you care for us so much that you pay attention to it. So we praise you, Father God, this morning. We honor you this morning, for there is no any other God but you, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who, when he arises, all his enemies scatter. So we pray this morning and say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Is that God arise and let his enemies be scattered, as we continue, Father, to lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift them unto the mountains, Father, because we know that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord. It does not come from the east or the west. It does not come from the north or the south. It does not come from our law enforcement. It does not come from politicians or governors or any leader, anyone in position of authority. Our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who does not slumber nor sleep, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father God, because you are our keeper. You are our shield. You are our fortress. You are our hiding place. Father, when we hide in you, Father, No harm or danger will come before us because you uphold us with your strong right hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, the lines are open right now. We're going to go before the Lord and just thank him. Tell the Lord, thank you. He has woken us up. He is the only King. He is the only one who sits on the throne of our hearts.
Praise your name, God.
We are just going to go ahead and praise him and tell him, thank you. We are not
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Your blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, week. I was in and out, and sometimes I will have you know, people stand on my shoulder and kind of disturb me. I couldn't listen to everything, but I stayed on. I stayed on and got as much as I could. And I do not regret it because it is a commitment. I had taken the job and I had committed myself at this particular time, including, you know, the time we are on the line, that I should be working. And I committed myself to that. And I need to be a good steward and also respect the agreement we have, because it is like a covenant. We have a God who is a God of covenant. So when we were out and about doing what our jobs, or whether you have put time to work on your self employment, whether you have your own business, we have to invest time and do what we have. But when we set up an appointment, especially on Fridays at this particular time, I personally have set up an appointment. It is blocked. Even when you look on my calendar, 6 to 7 is blocked, because it is the time I have given undivided time to be with the Lord. So we need to do so. And some of you, you are privileged and God has blessed you. You can do it on daily basis. You don't have to listen in. You can participate. Do so and participate. If you have the time and you can do so, you don't have restrictions, go ahead and participate, because it is, serving God is not a loss. Serving God saves us. It sure did save me. And I can tell you story after story. For me to say this, I am a living testimony that serving God has saved my life. But it is a testimony for another day, because I know you are eager to tell the Lord thank you. So just a few minutes, just reminding you of our scripture of the of the week is from the book of Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And I'm reading from the Amplified. He humbled you and allowed you to be hungry and fed you with manna, a substance which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, so that he might make you understand by personal experience that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen, amen. I would encourage you to read the whole chapter, chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. It talks about why we shouldn't forget what God has done. This, I believe, this book, or at this particular time, Moses was reminding the children of Israel, you know, on this whole chapter, he was reminding them the, you know, what God has done for them. This is the time they were migrating from Egypt, going to the promised land. And he was reminding them that although we pass through ups, highs and lows, in the valleys, in the whatever we went through, he was reminding them throughout this chapter what God has done. And we can take it to ourselves. Let us just take a stock, or as the singer said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Just to go back to the memory lane and just to think where God has taken you, where God has brought us from, where we are, where we are right now. We don't want to forget. So in this particular chapter, when it was written, as I said, Moses was reminding the children of Israel to just look on your view mirror one more time and see where the Lord has brought you out. When he took us from, and what we have gone through in the desert and everything, what happened, crossing the Red Sea, and also the Ten Commandments, all those things happened. And I believe at this particular time, they could sense the breeze of the promised land. They could sense the wind blowing from Canaan, the promised land coming towards them. They could see it from afar, that we are getting closer. There it is. They could point and say, that is where we are going. This is where we are right now. And he said he humbled you and allowed you to be hungry and fed you with manna. This manna is a substance which you did not know. It had never been done before. You had never seen it before. Some of us, we are first generation Christians in our families. Some are blessed that they are had family members or parents who were Christians. Some of us, we were not privileged that way. We are the first generation Christians in our families, believers, the true believers of the word in our families. And here we are being reminded that let's not forget that this, what we are doing, it has never happened before. No one knows about it. Our fathers, our grandfathers, our parents, our ancestors, they don't know about it. I thank God for those who were born in Christian believing families. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you are raised in a non-believing family, the ones who believe in rituals, they believe in a dead, that the dead will take care of them. They believe in all these superstitious things. But we have been grafted in. We are in now so that he might make you and I understand at a personal level. This is a personal experience. It's not something we just read in a book. It's not something that we watch on TV. It's not something that we hear so and so talking about it. No, this is a personal experience. So he is saying to us, he is reminding us, today we are going to be held accountable of this word, that let us not just take it as a mere word, as a regular word, but we have come from somewhere, my brother and sister. We have come from somewhere and we are going somewhere and we are here now. Let us not forget this personal experience that man does not live by bread alone. We can't survive on bread alone. We can't survive on pizza or waffles, as my grandchildren love that, those kind of food. But we can't survive on that. But we survive on the word of God. That men live by every word. We can cherry pick which word we want. All 66 books from the beginning to from Genesis to Revelation. We, every word, we can't cherry pick a certain scripture so that we justify what we are doing. That is contrary to the word of God. But we need every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. When you read this chapter from the beginning, it says, be careful. Verse 1 of chapter 8 on Deuteronomy. It reads, be careful to follow every command I am giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on the earth to your ancestors, to your forefathers. There is promised land. There are promises in his word, good health, the fruit of the spirit, the love, the joy, the peace. That's why people don't understand us. They say everybody is scattered, going through all what is happening. But you are put together. You still have a smile on your face. You still carry yourself well, because we know that there are these promises that the Lord has given us. These promises of good health, But the only way we can get these things, we can be careful, that we need to be very careful to follow every command. One of the biggest commands is that men will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, we just thank God for his word. We thank God for this platform. We are encouraged. I have been in so many prayer calls and whatever. After a few months or a few years, people start diverting and they start losing the vision of why that prayer line was initiated to begin with. They start diverting, going, telling stories, telling this and that. I have been on this prayer line with confidence for over, how old is Queen? Queen is 22, so about maybe 18 or 20 years or somewhere around there, because I was nursing Queen when I started coming on this prayer line. And every night, there are moments where I could not, and I still come back, we are still it's still visioned and still focused. If anyone has had anything that is contrary to the word on this prayer line, I don't know. I have never had it. Every day when I call in, whether listening, when I miss, I still hear the word. So we are encouraged of the word of God. We are encouraged of love on this platform, and we thank God for the leadership we have here, for the servant of God, Pastor Darlene, who had the vision and stick on the vision. So we came and we got grafted in, and the word of God is what sustains us, is what takes us through, that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord, that's what sustains us. And we are on a juncture, my brothers and sisters, that as we are going forward, let us not forget. Let us look back and see that God has provided. He has fed us before. He has given us manna that rained from heaven. This has never happened before, where you see bread raining like rain from heaven, and provided meat, fresh meat that he provided. And this had happened. He did it for our forefathers. Ourselves, we have a personal story that we were wandering, walking around, being blind, not seeing, bumping into everything because we couldn't see. But the day we met Jesus, he opened our eyes. He took the scales off our eyes. The day we met Jesus, poverty was killed out of our lives. I am a living testimony that where I am right now is nothing but the grace of God. I was destined to poverty and sickness and diseases and non-godliness in life. But Jesus, he turned my life around. When people see me and see where I have been, and I take you and say, this is where I was raised, this is where I was brought out, and you see where I am, you can see the mercy of God. You can see the grace of God, the love of God. And Pastor Darlene can testify, I took her home. She knows where I left my umbilical cord. She has been in the house where I was raised. I know God has upgraded us, but she knows the old house and the new house. She knows both. So my brothers and sisters, what is going on right now, let us not be distracted. Let us not lose focus. Remember where we have been, where we are, and where we are going. We move from glory to glory. We don't go backward. We don't have a reverse gear. We don't reverse. We go forward. We advance in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know we are at the top of the hour. Really quick, the lines are still open. Let us acknowledge who is here And then if you have a testimony or anything, just to do it really quick so that I will, we are going to leave time to Pastor Dali. I guess I'm reading my watch wrong. But anyways, let me do it this way. I'm going to leave time to Pastor Darlene, and she will use the few minutes left the way she is led by the Spirit of God, which is the way she wants us to do. So you all have a blessed weekend, and God loves you, and we do love you here at this hour of power of prayer, praise, and deliverance. Pastor Darlene.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful day. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica.
Yes.
We can just all hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and we're glad for the leadership this morning and the word and just all that God has done, and we're just glad to be here. And we are at the top of the hour, and I'm just thanking God for each and every sister and brother who's here. Whatever you contribute, whether we hear your voice, whether we just see you being in the presence of the Lord with us, it's a blessing to each and every one of us, because we all are working together towards that one goal, and that is to seek the face of God and see him in the final destination, moving over into the heavenly places. So this morning, I just make a declaration that these prayers and the praises are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree for each and every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we rebuke them when we reject them in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we are walking in the newness of the Lord God Almighty. We are walking by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the devil is under our feet. We resist that devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. There are millions of dollars coming into some people's hands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the name of Jesus. I decree today that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed in Jesus' name. I decree today that we will not be afraid of the future, because the Lord God Almighty is on our side. He's in us now, and he's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. I decree today that our families are blessed, and many who are not saved are coming to the body of Christ and receiving Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and we will continue to see the wickedness in high places destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I decree today that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily in the name of Jesus, and that miracle is coming right now in Jesus' name. I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we are, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, in the name of Jesus. So I want you all to know that I love you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for yourself. Yes. Your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom, because love is what makes a difference in our lives. So everybody go have a beautiful weekend. Know that whatever it is that you need, the Lord God Almighty has supplied it according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when we are praising God, he's in the midst of the praise, and all you have to do is believe for what you need God to do for you and your family. Amen.
Amen. Love everyone.
Love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.